AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. President Trump says the U.S. showed restraint against Iran with no military strike. But now it's time for economic penalties for the downing of a surveillance drone.
We will continue to increase pressure on Tehran until the regime abandons its dangerous activities and aspirations, including the pursuit of nuclear weapons, increased enrichment of uranium, development of ballistic missiles, engagement in and support for terrorism.
At the United Nations, the Iranian ambassador objected, saying the American drone was in Iranian airspace.
Detailed and precise technical information on the path, location, and points of intrusion and impact of the U.S. spy drone, there is no doubt that when targeted, the drone was flying over the Iranian territorial sea. This was done after several radio warnings.
A study from the James W. Foley Legacy Foundation says the U.S. has to do a better job communicating with the families of American hostages held overseas. The group, formed after the videotaped killing of the journalist from New Hampshire, wants clarity about ransom payments and the hard truth about the chances of rescue. In Illinois, a guilty verdict against Brent Christensen, a former grad student who's charged with the kidnapping and killing of a Chinese scholar. Her family was in court for the verdict.
We have missed the Yingying tremendously in the past 2 years. As of today, we still could not imagine how we will live the rest of our lives without her. There's no language that can describe our pain and suffering.
On Wall Street today, the Dow closed higher by 8 points, the NASDAQ down 26. This is AP Radio News. Health officials in the U.S. are turning to basketball Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo for help in battling an outbreak of Ebola.
Nearly 1,500 people have died since the Ebola outbreak was declared in Eastern Congo less than a year ago.
Bonjour. Je m'appelle Dikembe Mutombo.
Mutombo is a well-known philanthropist in his native Congo. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention hopes Mutombo gets the message across. He moved to the U.S. in the 1980s, intending to pursue a medical degree. He understands where the distrust about Ebola comes from.
Now you're telling all those people to go back to ground zero where there's no contact. It's like a disconnecting people from their daily life.
Mutombo's messages talk about recognizing the early signs of Ebola, early treatment, and prevention measures. I'm Ed Donahue.
Oregon's governor says state Republicans broke a promise by walking out over a climate bill. This is AP Radio News.